One job, I wipe your slate clean. You walk out of this house a free man.
How much?
250 large.
No problem.
He's come to the other side of the world.
Is that duct tape?
To finish one last job.
I'm looking for a man. His name's Travis Walker. Brown hair, face like a weasel.
Do I know you?
I'm taking you home, Travis.
What's in Los Angeles?
Your father.
No, don't.
So angry!
Shut up.
If only it were that simple.
Apparently, he stumbled onto a trinket of some value in my jungle.
Yep.
I want it back.
Finally! Throwback Tuesday has returned this week, episode 46. I am the phenomenal one, MovieSpoilerPodcast.com.
And I am la-la-la-la-la-la-la, the Z from FanCritic.com.
And we're down here on pie eating, jabroni beating. I was just about to do that too. We were probably eating jabroni beans.
Check your ass in a SmackDown hotel.
Yeah, eyebrow raising. Which I'm doing right now. That's what check your ass down to Jabroni and SmackDown Hotel, down Jabroni Boulevard, and go down to SmackDown Hotel and get some nice poontang pie. Looking at the phenomenal one, strudel.
That's a good opening.
Finally, most charismatic man in all of entertainment. Most electrifying man.
All of podcasting.
Yeah, all podcasting.
Actually, I think that's true. That's not no lie.
Show with that now. The most electric. I'll make a shirt, put some electricity over it.
Oh, that would be fucking awesome if you do a shirt like that.
The most electrifying podcast on Oh my god. Fuck this movie. Let's just talk about The Rock.
Oh, how charismatic he is.
Podcast talking about The Rock. I love The Rock.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love the fucking Rock. The Rock is goddamn. He literally is the most entertaining man in all of entertainment. I don't care whether it's
name one other actor that has any type of personality and charisma like him.
Man, you know, we talk about people like Denzel.
I don't know.
They have, like, their own caliber of charisma.
Denzel really... I mean, Training Day is what really, I think, broke out Denzel's charisma.
And then you got people like, you know, you throw in Leonardo DiCaprio where he just like, oh, no, he doesn't have charisma. Then you see him in something like Django where he's, like,
yeah,
you know, kind of this charming Southern slave owner or something like that. Or you see him in, like, Gatsby be smooth, charming, or even Wolf of Wall Street or whatever you see. You know, like, there's a lot of guys... But something about The Rock.
Dude.
He electrified the microphone.
It's like every year, the motherfucker gets bigger and bigger.
You ever seen his Halloween photo from last year? Or him as the Hulk?
Yes.
Oh my god, I was like, Jesus Christ. He doesn't even need CGI or makeup or anything. He is the Hulk.
But that would piss off people if he was the Hulk, though, because he's black.
Yeah, probably so. Hey. He's a half-breed Negro, though. No,
he's Samoan, Hawaiian,
yeah,
African-American.
But he's mainly a nigger.
But
oh, my God. I still today, I look up The Rock's clips from when he still wrestled to watch just him on the mic. I don't watch his matches. I watch him on the mic.
I agree. He's entertaining, and he can ad-lib, too.
Oh, hell, that was the best thing of growing up watching WWE. Was just waiting for The Rock to get the microphone. If they didn't give him the microphone at all in an episode, you know it was going to be a downer episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think anyone of his era got on the mic like he did.
No. Austin.
Austin was just repeating the same shit over about stomping mud holes on my ass. It's just like, all right, you redneck motherfucker, you got two fucked up knees. You ain't stomping mud.
But that was like that was the era of wrestling right there.
Yeah, Austin's actions were better than his microphone skills.
Yeah, but The Rock, he was the type of person that when he talked, everybody listened.
Yeah, I remember me and my brother like, shh, Rock's talking.
Exactly.
Right, my favorite one, at least one of my favorite ones, was when he was talking about Billy Gunn. You remember that one where he was like, you look up to the heavens and you see God, and what did he say?
Because my name's Billy.
It doesn't matter what your damn name is.
Who would have guessed? I mean, think back to like 98. Who would have guessed, because that's when he kind of broke out with 98, 99.
Yeah, 98, yeah.
Who would have guessed that he would have turned into what he is today?
I personally, I mean, you can see it all over him, but it's like that thing of like, you know, wrestlers don't make good movie stars or TV stars or anything like that, or carry on charisma outside of the wrestling business or whatever. But, man, it was just a continuous strain of him. I mean, he created a show, SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was on the cover of the video games. I remember those, the 64 games and stuff like that and all. He was on the covers of all of them or whatever. And, then, you know, he broke out in the, I mean, you saw him in the Mummy sequel for a quick second. I remember they made a big deal about that. You remember that shit?
Yeah, he was in it, I want to say
5 minutes.
Five to ten, no more than ten total. Yeah, and he was all CGI, film, too.
And then he was at the end.
He was all CGI at the end.
Yeah, and they made a huge deal about that shit, because I remember when it came out, I was just like, oh shit, The Rock gonna be in this one. I was like, I gotta go see this. And then I was like, I don't see this motherfucker the whole film, whatever. And they kept talking about him throughout the film. I was like, he gonna pop up. And then he shows up at the end, it's not even him.
Mm-hmm.
The CGI creature, he's just like, oh. I think that's what made that movie fail.
It didn't fail. I think it was a box office success, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was a box office success because of The Rock. I'm talking about failed critically.
Oh, okay. He actually, if you look at his movies, he does not have a lot of bad movies.
He has a lot of range in his movies. Mm-hmm. He'll do a kids film to an action film to a drama film.
Yeah, he signed on for those three Disney movies.
Was it three?
Was Planet 51 not Disney?
I don't think that was Disney. It could have been. I can't remember. I remember the movie because it was pretty.
Yeah,
good.
But Tooth Fairy, Race to Witch Mountain.
Was Tooth Fairy Disney?
I think it was.
I don't think it was Disney because
I'm looking.
The sequel wasn't.
No, it was Dunn or 20th Century Fox.
And yeah, I'm about to say that. Entertainment. Hell no, Disney wouldn't release that. That's a Fox or Lionsgate deal.
I would say I'll go more to Lionsgate, but
even it's always Lionsgate. You gotta just look at it real quick. It's always Lionsgate. even in those bad movies he's done or whatever, I always said he was the best thing in them.
Like Doom.
Yeah, even Doom.
I mean,
don't like Doom, but yeah, he's the best.
I mean, this one, he didn't have really much personality, but when he got to like Be Cool, where he was the gay cowboy or gay bodyguard. his charisma, like, he literally broke out.
I don't think that movie broke him out, though.
His character broke out. His acting ability broke out. Because look at what he did before that. He did Rundown.
I don't think that movie didn't help anyone's career.
No.
Nobody saw that fucking movie.
No, they didn't.
Nobody didn't even know what the fuck that is. You say that now, they'd be like, what?
No, but I think that one actually like broke him out because he was always the same. He was doing the same thing. Mummy Returns, Scorpion King was the same character.
Yeah, but that movie was like his third fucking movie. He wasn't even a star of that movie. I don't think it broke him out.
No.
Nobody fucking saw it. It didn't get any kind of accolades. It didn't make any money.
So you think Rundown probably broke him out?
Nothing broke him out. I mean, shit. What really broke him out, and sad as this is going to say, is probably Fast and Furious.
Yeah, but now he's doing all these action movies, and he, you know, they've always been looking for the next Schwarzenegger Stallone.
I thought he was great in G.I. Joe, personally.
I did too.
I thought every other character in the movie didn't know what they were doing besides him.
I think he was just having fun with it.
And then Snitch, that film he did. I thought he had a lot of acting. Only thing that was unbelievable about that film is like this big ass dude though is like kind of like the simple family. Like you can't help but look at him as an action guy when you see something like that, because he wasn't really doing any action stunts in there or whatever. He was kind of almost like the scared guy in the film. It was like it was kind of just hard to believe to see that on screen.
Yeah. What movie do you what? I mean, because he was a name, I think, before Fast Five. But what movie do you think broke?
He was in music videos and shit.
Yeah. What movie do you think actually made him like a household name?
Yeah, I just told you Fast and Furious.
What do you think it was? Fast Five.
Yeah. Okay. That one's got the most accolades or whatever, as far as views and everything.
Yeah.
Everything besides that, before that, it was just run of the mill B level type.
And it's awesome because every.
The Mummy could have been the one, personally, but
could've.
It wasn't in the fucking film.
Maybe.
The franchise was huge when it came out.
But what's also awesome about The Rock is that he mixes up well with whoever his co-star is.
Yeah, I will give him that. I think he fits perfectly in films. I'm afraid he has so much charisma on screen or whatever that. Sorry, he makes the other guys in Fast and Furious look horrible.
Yeah. Is that hard?
I mean, it ain't that hard or whatever, but they've been doing this longer than he has, so I mean, fuck.
He comes in the Fast Five and just takes it over.
It's like, when he comes on screen, I swear to God, I just recently watched the movie over and shit. He comes on screen, he's talking serious shit, like, I'm gonna arrest you and stuff like that, and you got the rest of them dudes, like Vin Diesel, they just look at him, and Vin Diesel... barely opens up his mouth and he's like snickering out, like smiling at him, like he's just like, "You want to put handcuffs on me?" Or whatever. I'm just like, "All right, man." I don't think you get the mode of acting that's going on right here. This is serious what The Rock's talking about right here. You're kind of playing it off like this is a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, after doing that for seven fucking, hey, I can go with stupid for a movie, but for eight fucking movies, you know, you got to draw the line some goddamn where now.
Yeah,
you seriously got to draw the line some fucking place now. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah, but you know this. When did he take? When did he remove The Rock? When did he go back to Dwayne Johnson?
That was like somewhere. Maybe it was when he started I think it was when he started. What was that? Race to Inch Mountain.
Yeah.
Cause I remember. They didn't use The Rock name at all. They went straight to Dwayne Johnson on it. And that's when he was trying to get away from the whole WWE thing, because I didn't know before that, every movie he was in, they was always saying The Rock, WWE's The Rock or something like that, you know? So
yeah.
And that's really why he wanted to break out movies, to get away from that get that, like, you know, I'm not just The Rock myself. I can do both or whatever.
But he's always going to be known as The Rock.
He's known Dwayne Johnson to me now. He's earned that credibility now. He called Dwayne Johnson. The motherfucker did come back last year, I think, to wrestling?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, whatever, and he laid the smack down at WrestleMania.
Finally!
I remember I saw it at a bar. That's what got me to watch it again. I saw it at a bar, like, they had on the TV, like, The Rock's returning to WrestleMania. He had a belt on his. I was just like, "You got the what the fuck? When did he return?"
Yeah, he's
I was tuning in every bar to get on his bandwagon of what he was talking, because man, that dude, he's a funny motherfucker to say the least.
He is.
I would not want to get in the ring with him if he's got the mic with it, unless I'm his partner or something like that, because he's gonna embarrass you most likely.
Yeah, and you know, this, I mean, he's probably one of the most, I think, down-to-earth people, too.
Yeah, and he's one of the most well-known wrestlers, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Even over Hogan.
Oh, hell yeah. Hogan over it. Fuck you.
Well, he's done better movies than Hogan.
Oh, shit, he's done better everything than Hogan. That nigga's movie is a leg drop, all right? Let's be fucking real. Hey, but... no one can touch my. I had a dream of Macho Man Ric Flair and The Rock all in the same ring, just talking shit.
Oh yeah!
I actually had a real dream about that. Like, I just kept going back. Like, what? It never ended either, because they just like neither one would shut the fuck up.
What were you doing before you started to sleep?
Too bad one of them is dead already, and the other one's not. He's halfway there. So.
He's more than halfway there.
Hey, Ric Flair is a funny motherfucker too. I was watching this video. He like when he gets angry, he starts taking his clothes off and shit.
Yeah,
he starts elbowing the ground and shit.
I remember he like threw his jacket down and started beating it up. It's funny that Ric Flair has the same hair he's had forever.
He's like Samuel Jackson, he's just an age.
Yeah, hey, true. Yeah. And Rock doesn't look like he ages either.
Oh.
The Rock.
Yeah, oh, hell, the only thing looks different on him. If you go back and watch those older clips of The Rock, he looks tiny as fuck compared to what he looks now. It's just like, and he wasn't even tiny back then. He was over 230-something pounds, but at the same time, compared to now, he has to be pushing like 280, 260. Just a muscle.
Yeah, I'm agree with you, but I'm going to send you, like, a picture that he did, like, after, well, I'm going to try to find it. It was after WrestleMania when he got hurt. He had surgery.
Yeah.
And he was in the Superman shirt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker was ripping that shirt. Cody was getting jealous.
This guy is just unnatural.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow him on Twitter and shit, but this motherfucker eats a lot of carbo, too.
He's funny as he's funny on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he's funny as hell. I mean, the motherfucker ate, like, 4 boxes of extra large deep dish pizza. I was like, God damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He must inhale a lot just to fucking keep going or whatever. But yes, I put The Rock on the level of Ric Flair, Macho Man Randy, as far as on that microphone. That man
was, and the fucker's only 41 years old.
Yeah, and his career looks like it's only, in movies at least, it looks like it's only going to keep going higher because, I mean, he's already being mentioned for, like, possible either Marvel or DC characters. So.
Of who?
DC, they already threw the Green Lantern thing, which I think, personally, that's just a rumor because
mm-hmm.
DC likes not fucking rumors that don't even fucking match at all. I mean, to go from Bryan Cranston to Denzel Washington to Jesse Eisenberg, I was just like, damn, wow. that's almost a backhanded compliment to Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. But, you know.
You got, Luke Cage for Marvel.
Oh, I can see that one.
Yeah, I can see that one. And then I know fans have said he could play Lobo for DC, but you know, DC's pretty stupid. They wouldn't do anything like
but
that.
But I'm looking at his resume.
Yeah.
He's done like every movie you can pretty much think of, every genre of a movie except like horror.
Shit, he is a horror movie. You say
that? He is.
You hear his big ass walking down the block. He said, that's a horror.
I mean, he's done the artsy movie, Southland Tales.
Yeah, he's done artsy. He's done our film festival praise. Or kids, film festival, artsy, whatever. Action.
Comedy.
Dramas. Comedy. Yeah, he's done everything except horror. Because horror.
And romance.
Yeah. It'd be kind of weird seeing his big ass in a romance movie. But
well, he was in...
Romantic comedy movie. I think he could be a leading man in that.
He was in Why Did I Get Married, too. He's uncredited, though.
Yeah, but he wasn't in there for long, so...
That's Tyler Perry, right?
I don't consider that to be a comedy, either. But Tyler Perry is his own genre, so, yeah. Probably why he wouldn't do a romantic comedy film is because romantic comedy films get typecasted if you do one of those.
Yeah, what girl's going to be paired up with him? He's going to break them.
I think certain actors like Michael Ealy, I think he gets typecasted for those roles, whatever, because he's done a lot of those.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see him in any other films besides the typical he's in a romantic situation kind of film or something like that. So, because he's a pretty good looking guy, obviously, like The Rock. So, you know, I would stay away from those, but I don't know. He seems to have a choice of his career choices, the way he's doing. Plus, I know at the beginning of his career, he was doing any kind of movie just to help build his resume up. But I think by now, he has the power of credentials. I'm pretty sure every studio wanted to get him for something.
And then he's got Hercules coming out this summer.
Yeah. I saw the trailer of that. He looked like he is Hercules. I can give that no CGI whatsoever on him.
Yeah.
More believable than that Twilight nigga that was in his Legend of Hercules.
What movie? You were probably the only one that saw it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, just saw the trailer.
I know the movie. It sucks.
Well, it was horrible.
But it looks badass. I saw it when I saw the preview for when I saw Draft Day yesterday. I saw the preview. I'm like, it actually looks pretty good.
Over the New Hercules movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not enough going on in that trailer for me to know what's going on of what they're doing with the story.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like just a teaser of a trailer.
Yeah, I could say that, yeah.
More of a full trailer, because it just, you know, you only see him toward the end, and you don't even know what he's doing, besides just beating up a bunch of creatures. It looked like he was in chains and shit, so I don't know if they're, is he an outcast? Is he, I don't know what storyline they're going to go with for Hercules, but I'm a big fan of Hercules.
Yeah. But
let's talk about The Rundown now, though.
The Rundown, directed by Peter Berg, who, you know who that is.
I forgot he directed this person.
You know who Peter Berg is, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, the, I do know who
the
Peter Berg
great does. Movie Battleship.
I was like, wait, like, damn, what?
The great movie Battleship.
Yeah. Well, he also made Lone Survivor.
And Friday Night Lights. So. I'm a football junkie, so I love that type of movie. But, starring The Rock, Sean William Scott, whatever the fuck happened to him?
You realize he wasn't funny.
It's like American Pie ended. Oh, his career's done.
Yeah, I think he did one small little indie film after it was Goon, and after that, that was pretty much it.
You remember Bulletproof Monk?
Oh my God. Hated that fucking movie.
Chow Yun Fat? Oh my God.
Chow Yun Fat.
Christopher Walken, Rosario Dawson. Budget $85 million, box office $80 million. And
we all know that was because of The Rock. Come on now.
Yeah. And, you know, the story's very simple. The Rock plays back. He's a retrieval expert who collects, you know,
like a bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter. He tracks for his boss, Billy. And he has to go to Brazil to get his son, Billy's son. And then pretty much runs into, like, the mob leader in Brazil.
Yeah.
Played by Walken.
Yeah, how is he a mob leader?
I don't know what you can classify him as.
You're right, but it's just like, yeah, you know this movie's a joke when they cast him as a goddamn mob leader. I guess, they have a name for what they call those people, like, in Brazil and Amazon and shit like that, that go out there and do the shit that they do.
Warlord? Is it Warlord?
Yeah, I guess that's one. But he's not really ruling over the people. You don't really see the natives or people, I guess, too much in the movie. Besides, Rosario Dawson live there? Or?
I want to say yes.
Oh, okay, well, she's the only one I remember seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that neither, because Rosario...
She's okay.
I would sell both Z's left testicle and right one just to fuck her.
How many do I have?
I don't know, man, but you... Oh, my God, I would lie to her and say, I would sell you this whole dick right now. Chop it off my damn self if I have to.
Then she wouldn't need you. She already has a free dick. Oh, she has a free dick.
Hey, well, she can get rid of him. That's all right, Rosario. Matter of fact, I'm going to look up some IMDb photos of you now. Oh, my God, look... Yeah, I love the first thing that says, too, is this stunning actress. Yeah, that's right, stunning.
Did you...
Yeah, she got a lot of projects coming up, goddamn.
Dude, she just got out of rehab like a couple years ago, didn't she?
Did she really?
I think she voluntarily went to rehab. Cause she had
drugs or alcohol?
I want to say alcohol, it wasn't drugs. If it was drugs, I'm not sure. It could be drugs.
Alright, well, as long as you can find it, then, you know.
I
mean, she's mixed with every goddamn race in the world, too.
Yeah, I mean, this movie's very simple. And I think The Rock's...
The action is what's most entertaining about it.
Yeah, The Rock's charisma with William Scott, because these guys actually were very greatly paired up with each other.
I don't like William Scott, personally, so...
Take out American Pie, what the fuck has he done? I mean, I like The Goon. I'm not going to say that. I like The Goon movie.
I like Goon, too. Wasn't because of him, but, you know.
No, it was a funny movie. But yeah, seriously,
exactly.
Take
what he needed do, but I can tell you right now, had it been paired with somebody else, or had that movie had someone else, I'm pretty sure it would have got a lot more recognition. So
yeah, I mean, take out, you know, the American Pie franchise, and his career is nothing.
Yeah, I don't like him personally, because I don't like this genre of films where they have the
comedic sidekick.
Yeah, that's one. You know, you got the straight-laced guy who has charisma, is going to beat jazz or anything. You stick him with this fucking goofball. It's like, how did this goofball make it out here and survive this long, to be honest? I mean, and then they try to play him off like he's some kind of a genius or whatever, but it's like everything he does is fucking stupid and idiotic, though.
Yeah. But they play it off. They work. I mean, I think Rock had so much charisma, he just, you know, handed it off to William Scott.
I think for being, like, really his first big movie, I think he handled it pretty well as far as working with someone.
It seems natural to him.
Yeah, it felt very organic of how he worked with people in here, so I will give you that as a... you can tell he knows how to either... He did this on his own, or he took a lot of directional advice from someone, so I can see that he...
It wasn't Peter Berg.
Peter Berg, man, I
don't... He's hit and miss. But when he misses, it's a travesty.
Yeah, exactly. When he misses, it is fucking... It is, like, it'll make you think he is the worst director ever. But when he hits, you just be like, how the fuck did he make this?
Big example is Lone Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. When Lone Survivor came out, I was like, I know he didn't make this movie. And then when you see all the production work he did on it, like talking to the survivor and everything, you just like, my God, he actually did research.
And he also did Hancock, too.
Hancock is whatever, too.
it's a whatever movie, but I'm just saying he's a decent. But when he, like, you know, Lone Survivor, I like The Kingdom.
Maybe it's big budget films he can't do.
Yeah, the studio puts too much, they rely on him too much.
Yeah, because Lone Survivor, Rundown, and Hancock wasn't that expensive, but you get the Battleship, you know.
Maybe they give him too much freedom. Well, maybe they give him too much freedom.
Yeah, I say that, but he had a lot of freedom in Lone Survivor, too. Because he did have a lot of freedom in Battleship, so I don't know.
Well, Lone Survivor was based on a book, so
and he did have to give the rights from the Survivor as well. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Survivor was a consultant, too, so I'm pretty sure he was on his ass about it, so I don't know.
And Battleship was just the instructions how to play the game.
That's the thing, they didn't even follow the fucking game either.
It was Transformers and water.
Okay.
But Rundown's probably one of his better movies.
I could watch this one over compared to his other, well, besides Lone Survivor, compared to his other ones.
I agree with you. But like when you start off, you know, it's awesome because, you know, The Rock pretty much takes out a whole football team.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
And I love that they use the XFL footage from WWE.
Was this a WWE Studios movie?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was.
How long has that studio been up then?
Oh, shit, man. Early 2000s, probably.
Really?
What the fuck? 2002 was founded. I think anytime, because The Rock was still under contract, so anytime he did something.
I think 2003 or 4, no, 2003 definitely was his last year, because I remember he fought Goldberg was his last
movie. Yeah, I think when he did Walking Tall.
Oh, that's a badass movie. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I think when he did Walking Tall, that's when he kind of got out of WWE and went straight to film.
I fucking love that movie.
That's a good movie.
I don't love it, but...
It's very short, too.
It's very straight, straightforward, straight, simple to the point. Straight to the point. Where the only thing I didn't like was the sidekick, but I love The Rock in that film.
Yeah. He did, like you said, he did have pretty horrible sidekicks early on.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I don't like that genre of filmmaking in general, though. I can bring this up because I was recently watching this movie with my girlfriend the other night. Two Guns.
Yeah.
You team up with someone like, you know, Mark Wahlberg, you think, oh, great, he's gonna be this idiotic goofball, but no, he's on par with Denzel Washington.
Because Wahlberg knew he had to step up his game.
Yeah, but like he doesn't play like the dumbass story. Like he's playing like the. Out of the two, he is the goofy one out of the two, or what his dialogue is, but he plays into where he knows what he's talking about, and he's smooth still at the same time.
Yeah, and just look at What's that movie called that Rock did with Michael Bay last month? Pain and Gain.
Oh, Pain and Gain, yeah.
He was paired with Wahlberg and Mackey.
And they all were on the same par with each other. You know, I prefer that. When you get something like you said, Walking Tall or this one, it just kind of annoys me that, like, because it almost makes it feel like the sidekick is used there to carry the straight serious guy.
Yeah, and this one's just, they're just there for comedy.
Exactly, and I don't think Sean William Scott even holds a candle, even though he has more film resume at this time period. And when this movie was getting made, he has more film. He's a more veteran than The Rock was. I don't even think he holds a candle near what The Rock does.
I agree with you.
And that's another reason I don't like the buddy cop films as well, because they always like Ride Along. You got Ice Cube playing the series, and then you got Kevin Hart there for comedic relief. It's just like, yeah. Okay.
And you could even when The Rock was in The Other Guys for that brief portion with Samuel Jackson.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was awesome.
That was fucking awesome, and then the movie just went downhill.
Because they died.
It was funny because I thought that was the movie.
Yeah, I did too. And they're like,
10 minutes, wasn't it? That was like a good 10 minutes of that film when those two were on screen for the beginning half.
They jump off of buildings like we can land them trees.
That was fucking awesome. The Rock needs—they need to make that movie seriously. Like they need to make that movie. And then I remember I was disappointed the whole movie. I was like. Yeah, The Rock and Samuel, they don't appear not one more time at least in this world. Like, fuck this movie, man. This movie tricked me.
But those two together were great.
Yeah, that goes off the saying that The Rock knows how to, like you said earlier, he knows how to team up with, he knows how to take direction of working with someone. He knows what their style of acting is.
Yeah. Did you like that Schwarzenegger had a brief cameo at the beginning where he says, have fun?
I didn't care.
It kind of was like forced.
I know I like Schwarzenegger. I don't really give a goddamn about Schwarzenegger. This is before he ran for governor too, right?
I think this is the time of the campaign.
Yeah, this is the time of the campaign. But like, it was 2003. He got it in the campaign in 2004. If I'm not mistaken, he was nominated, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, it was all right. I guess I don't know.
It was just weird. But the fight scene. Oh my god, that was awesome.
I love the fight scenes with The Rock in here. Matter of fact, everything about the movie I thought was just...
You know what the best, though, was when he took on the little Brazilian guy? When he was flying all over...
Beat his ass, kind
of. When he was flying all over the jungle?
I love the ending, though.
Oh, when he was... when he was the whole entire ending?
Yeah, the whole ending.
Oh, that was fucking... That was badass.
Yeah, exactly. I love anything with the action scenes of The Rock is fucking amazing. I don't understand why. Why are they still talking about this Terminator movie and The Rock's name is not attached to it?
I did like that he had like a specific type of vision when he was looking at the guns. They did close-ups, all that.
I thought you were going to say a specific type of vision where he found out that shit will fly up your pee hole if you piss.
That was great too. That was...
Yeah, now you understand why I'm not going to fucking South America. When I found out about it, I was like, what?
Well, that's only if you piss in the water.
Well, fuck that, dude. What if I get drunk or something like that? It is too much dangerous shit out there, because I was supposed to go to Brazil, and motherfuckers started telling me, like, oh, you be sure when you go to the beach, watch out for the anacondas and shit. I was like, what? Why are they on the beach?
They're just chilling, getting a suntan.
Fuck that, or whatever. Then they were talking about, he was like, you gotta bring this special kind of, this shit to make sure if you go, like, pissing in public or whatever, you know, shit fly. What?
Yeah.
I think I'll stay away from South America as far as, unless I'm on my deathbed, then I'll fly. But other than that, yeah, I'm still clear of that.
And how much was this Gato worth?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Because he kept saying it was priceless.
Yeah, I don't remember saying hearing a price, that's why. I remember saying worth millions. I don't remember saying how much, though.
Yeah,
unless
I mean...
they said it in that scene, I just don't remember.
Yeah, and I'm like... And when Rosario Dawson got it, it's the free her people.
That didn't make any fucking sense.
No, it didn't. Then she...
How the fuck was that going to free her people?
It's just a statue, you know, just shoot the bitch.
Just shoot the bitch. Like, they were trying to put some deep meaning to what that thing meant. Where I'm just like, alright, this is not the goddamn Aztecs or anything. Like, this is fucking Brazil, okay? That doesn't go down on that over there no more. That's almost like saying, like, these people are still living in the past of believing in tribes and shit like that. Brazil is not a tribal fucking place, all right?
Yeah. And this is also a type of movie where it's like, you know, The Rock is a L.A. city boy, and he goes, like, out of his comfort zone because he gets raped by a monkey.
That monkey scene was huge, too, because they played that in all the advertisements.
Yeah, it was for comedy. That's all it was.
Yeah, I thought the comedy, as far as everything that was going on, I didn't really care for it that much. I thought it
was... No, Rock was, like, straight-laced.
Yeah, which that's what his character is supposed to be. I mean, he loosened up a little bit at the end, and I thought it worked, but as far as, like, everybody else had to learn a comedy, I didn't... I told them, shut the fuck up.
But I did... I did really enjoy Walken's Tooth Fairy speech. You didn't?
Okay, yeah, now I'm trying to remember, and I do remember that scene now.
You're not a Walken fan, are you?
Nah, 40-60. Yeah, what? I loved him in Seven Psychopaths.
I did too.
Amazing. I'm trying to remember some good... I mean, he's good for comedic relief. I'll give him that.
But, like...
I don't know if he's doing it intentionally, but...
I don't think he is.
but he works at times. So I'll give him that.
And he is a big-name actor, but he doesn't get big-name roles.
No.
He's not going to star in a movie.
No, his name has credentials to it because everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I don't know about now if everybody knows it, because we're in a new generation now, so his name might be going downhill, but, you know, us, me, and older, we all know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that voice is kind of...
iconic.
Yeah, in a way.
And the look.
I'm trying to stay away from that word, iconic, but...
Well, it is. It's not like Morgan Freeman style, but...
Magic.
He's got that voice that you know exactly who it is.
I would say Goofy more iconic.
He's Goofy. I mean, he's played a lot of terrible roles, too.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's iconic is because, oh, that voice commands an audience or whatever. You hear Christopher Walken's voice, he's kind of like, why the fuck let the mummy walk up in here? Why is Frankenstein on screen right now? I mean,
He is aging horribly, too.
Oh, well, he's white. White people don't age that nicely.
But I actually...
Sean William Scott's going to look like when he gets old?
Isn't he?
I mean, shit, he already looks like shit, so... gets older?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, Walken as, like... Are you guys calling him, like, a comedic villain?
Yeah, they're using him for comedic villains. I mean, there was two scenes specifically in here where he was played off. I remember him in the trailer as well.
Yeah. You know, it's just I didn't mind him. I actually enjoyed him because
yeah, he's not bad. He's just
no
whatever.
No, but is he for this role?
I don't think he's threatening though.
Yeah, I was gonna say he wasn't a believable. They could have got someone else more believable.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's as far as like when you have a guy like the Dwayne Johnson in here. Who you know can just beat everybody's ass. You're not pumped up for a big ass fight scene at the end. Only thing that's threatening to Dwayne Johnson is that Christopher Walken's character, which is Hatcher, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, he has over 200 guys.
Yeah, and how awesome was the guys with the whips?
Oh, that was the best fight scene.
Especially that very first one when he whipped it and The Rock caught it.
Yeah.
And they were
that
just,
was a badass fight scene. I remember that one now.
Everybody was like, staring like...
it took me back to 12 Years of Slave days.
That was an awesome... That was, the choreography in this was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got someone like The Rock. I would expect the choreography in all his movies to be good because, you know, wrestling, it's a choreography scripted sport. So mm-hmm. I would assume, like, choreography for fighting should be easy for The Rock.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, am I right, though?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But, you know, some of the things, like, you know, the Jeep goes off the hill and rolls down the mountain.
Yeah.
It's, they're, in reality, they're going to die.
Yeah, especially in Brazil.
Yeah, they could. You could be getting Anaconda at the bottom. You know, we never.
Well, that too, and the rocks are harder out there too, and stuff like that. Because you know, especially around the time that they were in. But I want to say, because I remember they were talking about how hot it was and stuff. I was like, yeah, the rocks tend to get because it's not as much water or drought out there, so rocks tend to get harder out there. And that Jeep got smashed like that. Yeah, you guys would have been crushed along with that thing.
Yeah, and they also when he was fighting that one scene. When he was like, he got somehow he wound up on the top of the fucking tree.
Oh just, yeah. That didn't make any fucking sense.
No, I think they're just
say this right now. Brazilian monkey attacks you too. You 9 times out of 10, you got some kind of fucking disease.
You probably got Brazilian AIDS.
You got Brazilian, oh, it's like Brazilian herpes, you know.
I just the stuff like that. I don't. I think that was just. I want to say shoehorned in there.
That's the thing about action comedy films is that the comedy parts always seem so half-assed and weak.
Yeah, I mean, because it's, like you said, it's action comedy. What's more? I mean, is it more comedy? Is it more action? This was more action.
I was going to say it was about 50-50. Because Sean William Scott was in the movie the whole way through.
Yeah, well, I could say that too, because due to the fact that you had the down moments when they found the Gato and stuff. And that she poisoned them with, and those, and they had like the reactions.
That poison shit was goofy as fuck, though. So,
it was.
I'm talking about like the comedy scenes that are big like that are almost as big as the action scenes. That's why I think it's about 50-50.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I personally don't think most action I tend to hate action comedies. I mean, I'm trying to think of one right now that gets right. I know that last Die Hard movie was trying hard to be an action comedy movie,
but it just turned into a comedy.
I don't know what the fuck that was. Nowadays, I tend to only find my action comedy films working in superhero films.
Cause you know why? Cause it works.
Yeah, because you know they're goofy and unbelievable.
It doesn't. The comedy in the like the Marvel. We're gonna say Marvel because DC can't do that shit.
Yeah, they never tried.
They would say it's the reason why it works is because the comedy doesn't. It's not forced. It doesn't take away from the action.
Plus
it doesn't drag on.
Plus, the comedy and those were a part of the original source material as well. So
yeah, I mean, you had the personalities. I mean, Rock could do comedy. We've seen him do comedy.
Yeah,
he was very good in Get Smart as a comedy.
I'm pretty sure he could have did this movie on his own without Sean William Scott, to be honest. And the comedy still would have been. It probably would have been better, to be personally.
Yeah, because was The Rock funny? I think he was more. I think character wise, he was more straight laced and serious.
He's not funny as like laugh out loud, but nobody is in this movie. But you smile when he's on screen, you know.
Yeah,
it's part of that charisma you were talking about.
Like, or your panties get wet.
Oh shit! My drawers is fucking soaking, dude. I had to change 3 times in the theater. Shit! I was soaking. I kept saying raising that eyebrow. I was like hitting with that rock bottom, baby.
But you know what? For his first solo movie that's not a part of a franchise, because Scorpion King was a part of the franchise.
Direct DVD franchise.
Actually, it wasn't.
I think the sequel was in theaters, the third one.
I think the second one and the third one were direct to DVD. I think they're working. Are they working on a.
Didn't one just come out, too?
Yeah, I was just about to say, wasn't one just released recently?
Yeah, I think it had Dave Bautista in it, didn't it?
Yes, you're right. I think Randy Couture, too.
Yeah, I know that one was a straight DVD. It might be on Netflix. I saw that one. I can't remember where now. Might have been on the DirecTV or Netflix. I can't remember, because I did see that one.
Yeah, I'm like... one, Scorpion King, it was a decent movie.
Yeah,
but...
Nothing memorable, though.
It's... You're basing it off a character that we saw 5 minutes in the previous movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much a prequel of The Mummy.
There's different actors in each one of the movies.
I know. And Kelly Hu doesn't get naked in the in Scorpion King. That's like, whatever.
It's that PG-13 problem. But yeah, going back, yeah, that's I think that's mainly why. Okay, another reason to compare to Marvel is I think it works in Marvel films is because those films are kind of ensemble cast.
Yeah.
And in the action comedy films that are like these or something like that, they base it off two people.
Oh, I agree.
And one person is going to be the straight face guy who's playing the serious role, and the other guy is going to be the comedic hijink guy or whatever. And that trope has been done so much that it's getting to a point where one is just being so over the top that you wonder why, like, why does this guy hang around this person?
That's why Rock would be a beauty pick for a Marvel movie.
Luke Cage gonna come. A lot of people. Yeah, I don't know if you saw. A lot of people talk about, no, fuck that. Terry Crews ain't. I was like, man, fuck Terry. Fuck Terry.
I mean, Terry Crews is funny, but he doesn't have the charisma like The Rock.
Thank you. I said that. I think, personally, I don't think Terry Crews would be a good Luke Cage. That's what I'm saying.
Crews is more when he's comedic, he's goofy comedic.
Yeah, he goes over the extreme of goofy.
When The Rock does it, it's just natural.
And I don't think Crews can carry something like Dwayne Johnson can.
No, because if you're Luke Cage, you're obviously going to have your own movie. And can Crews carry a movie?
I don't think so.
And what's going to make more money, a Rock movie or a Terry Crews movie?
The funny thing is, Terry Crews never had a movie.
Exactly, true. He's always been a secondary player.
Yeah, exactly. He's always a secondary player. And as far as I'm concerned, they're doing the Luke Cage, because the Netflix thing is with the Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. Luke Cage hooks up with Jessica Jones, and I think they might be doing an Iron Fist where he teams up on, and Luke Cage teams up on Iron Fist. And like you said, who would that be better for? Dwayne Johnson. Because it sounds like he's going to play a big role in this Netflix series. So
yeah.
I don't think Terry Crews has a lot of projects, too, on his hand.
Yeah.
And I think to work with Marvel, you're gonna have to drop some things. Although fucking Samuel Jackson just came out with a limited release film as well. I'm like, God damn, where the fuck does this nigga get time?
He doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Did you know Alba was brought up for Luke Cage?
Man, he don't even look. What the fuck? Has to be a rumor. I swear, fanboys is trying to get that motherfucker into something. They don't give a shit what it is.
Just they do a Kickstarter campaign just for him to get on a movie.
Seriously, he's going to be the new Chris Evans. He's going to be the new Chris Evans or the new Ryan Reynolds or whatever. He's just going to be on every goddamn thing because he's already in Ghost Rider. He's doing Thor right now, which that series is still going on. And now you want to put him as either Green Lantern or Luke Cage or something. It's like, oh my God.
No, this is where Michael B. Well, not anymore, but you know, this is where Michael B. Jordan or you know, Michael Ealy could step in.
Michael B. Jordan would be perfect as Green Lantern. A lot of people are saying, oh, he's too young. I was just like, but we got a young Superman, though.
Chris Evans is young, isn't he?
Chris Evans like 38 maybe now.
Oh, wow.
I think he's pushing mid-30s, late
He
30s.
looks young.
Yeah, he looks really cousin. Shit, look at him. Look, I don't know if you've seen him with that beard lately, though. He looks kind of older now with the beard.
Yeah, he looks homeless.
He's trying to be taken serious and shit now. And I'm just like, dude, you're almost getting old. You're getting up there in age. You should just, you know, really. He knows what happens to older actors. Unless your name is Morgan Freeman, Samuel Jackson, whatever. Robert Downey Jr., Denzel Washington. You know, I mean, shit, you need to. You need to accept that you can.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think Michael B. Jordan would be perfect Green Lantern, personally.
Yeah, or I don't know. It depends because isn't the Black Green Lantern like a serious one?
He's more of a because he was an army guy. So yeah, and to be honest, a lot of people tend to forget that first comic book of Green Lantern when the Black one was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of fucking coonish.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to forget that because the Justice League animated cartoon series is he played the Army Series guy and shit like that. But in the comic books in the first beginning or whatever, he was a goddamn coonish nigga.
Yeah.
His whole thing was he stopped Hal Jordan. It was almost a race thing. He stopped Hal Jordan. He's like, yo, man, why are you only saving the white people? You ain't coming to the ghetto to help us out and shit like that, you know?
No,
so
but
you know it was kind of like that, and I don't know if you've ever watched the Justice League anime series, but have you ever seen that Jon Stewart doing any kind of shit like that? So,
but
different adaptations of that Green Lantern.
But if you go for The Rock, though, just look at him. He's everything you want a superhero. He's
oh,
got
yeah, he is a superhero.
He's got the look, intimidation factor, charisma. You
Make a
know,
great villain if they have to get him on
I
DC.
would love to see him be a villain.
If DC does get a hold of him, as much as I'd love to see him as Green Lantern, I think it'd be best if they put him as a villain.
Is there any do you, could he, who do you think he can play?
It's a Superman villain that the fans keep voting him in is Lobo.
Okay.
I could personally see him doing that too. Lobo is kind of like he's a super strong guy, kind of like a rock star kind of guy, who's like got one-liners as charisma and shit like that. I can see The Rock pulling that off personally.
But you don't want him to go to DC. You want him to go to Marvel.
DC could use some help. That's what... Hey, I would love both my companies to be doing well. You know, I would love both DC and Marvel to be doing well. God damn it! And the thing about DC is they don't have any iconic characters going on as far as actors being the iconic characters playing the part. I mean,
You mean Jesse Eisenberg can't play Alfred? Or Lex Luthor?
no. After seeing Rio 2, I'm still trying to like every time I try to like I'm just gonna wait for the movie to see it, and I keep seeing a movie of his that comes out or something. I just look at him and just go like, I don't get that casting choice. Like I know a lot of people talk about. Listen to him in The Social Network. I was like, he's being a douchebag asshole. Lex Luthor is kind of intimidating in a way. He's not a douchebag. Unless he plans on staying behind a desk the whole movie, I do not see him confronting Batman or Superman with a face in his
It
voice.
was like DC and Eisenberg were the only ones that thought he can play that character. Affleck was like, who? You mean Social Network? What?
He was like, after you're gonna have a big scene with Lex Luthor. He was like, oh great, who's gonna be playing him? Eisenberg. That motherfucker's not even my size.
I know.
Not even my height. I gotta look down. That was the thing about Luthor. You know, he was like, he was a tall, big, smart genius guy. You know, he was tall and huge. Whatever. So like, even when Superman was staring him in the face, it was a face to face stare down. You know, like he was like, oh damn, Lex
no.
Luthor's the only human that go toe to toe with him or something
you
like
just.
that.
You just talking about that? He has no imitation factor.
No, he's not intimidating. No,
I'm more
not.
I'm more intimidating than he is.
Yeah, everybody is. That rock I'm looking at outside is more intimidating. Because that rock can do damage to you.
What size you gonna do? Just fucking like knee you in the nuts, and it's
I
not even gonna
saying
hurt.
That Lex Luthor has to be like huge and gigantic, like The Rock or anything like that. But he has to have some kind of charisma where you know I. When he's talking shit to Superman, it's believable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Eisenberg can do the one-liners, but... No.
But Eisenberg, when even in, like, Social Network, like, people keep comparing, like, with Social Network and that skit he did on Modern Family or whatever, where he's being the asshole neighbor and shit like that, it doesn't make you, like fear him, but then, like, it makes you just, like, man, I want to fucking beat his ass, you know? So, like...
Yeah. I mean, if you want to turn the most iconic... villain in comic book history to like the most biggest wuss.
Oh, the biggest douchebag, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get. Yeah, so DC could use a villain or a hero that like we'll say for Marvel, their villain is you could say Loki. He's
yeah.
iconic right now in the movie, not in the books, not in the shows or anything like. He's the iconic villain of the Marvel franchise right now. DC doesn't have that.
Yeah, I agree.
They could have had in the Batman series, but they didn't damn near kill everybody in the suit.
True.
You know, that's another difference between DC and Marvel. They keep killing their villains.
And they keep killing everybody in town.
They keep killing people that actually do play huge roles, like in the books and shit. So it's like, yeah, well, I guess that guy won't be around. But back to this. I guess we can wrap things up. We've been going for a while. Well, what would you give this film?
I could give this 3.5 stars.
Yeah?
This, for a story-wise, for, you know, it's different somewhat, but I would say just The Rock's screen presence, he just, like, lights up, you know, the movie.
Especially if you're still watching wrestling at this time and wondering if he can do better. And it's not just like a fanboy of his that's going like, see, this guy can do it. It really is showing charisma and his acting credibility on this movie as well.
And what's more important, you know, what's even harder is wrestling because you're out in front of, you know, 10,000 of people. And you
17,000, if I'm not mistaken, after WrestleMania.
Well, WrestleMania is getting like an 80s, 90s thousand.
Yeah, 89,000.
Plus a million watching, and it's live.
17,000, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yeah, and it's live. Movies, you get cut, you know, you get reshoots all the time. And, you know, that's what's great. You can transfer from live to movies, but...
I personally think movies for The Rock is harder than wrestling was. Because I think by that point in wrestling, The Rock just ad-libs. I don't think anybody writes his shit for him at all.
And the thing is, that you know, I'm sure his body is thanking him, you know, from getting out of wrestling. Because it's probably got to take a toll on yourself. Doing it, you know, 350 days a year. Yeah, and, you know, his...
World, actually.
Yeah, his just workout regime. It's just, god damn, does this guy live at a gym?
Shit, he got it at his house.
Probably. He probably owns fucking gyms.
Yeah. I know Brock Lesnar does, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he lives out in the middle in the fucking woods like the Unabomber, so.
Yeah, he does. That is true. So you can tell by his fucked up teeth. But anyway.
What do you give the rundown?
I give the rundown lower in it. I think mainly I like it for the action and The Rock or Dwayne Johnson. Everything else is just, it's there, it's whatever. It's nothing, it's not horribly bad. I think the only thing that's horribly bad personally is the comedy. I don't think it works too much, but that's my own personal preference with action comedy films. Is I don't necessarily think they work. So I'm getting tired of the whole straight lace and then the out of control comedic guy. And I thought that's what this movie was doing as well.
Do you think that the comedy took away from the movie?
Yeah.
Because there was only... You had the fight scene at the bar. You had the few scenes inside the bar in Brazil. Then the last scene. And then the one in the jungle. Not a lot of action scenes.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I think it's about 50-50. But I think another thing, too, is why they tend to go more action comedy is because if... We have a movie where it's, like you said, the action scene at the beginning, the one in the bar, and at the end. I think that the filmmakers think that it's going to be a boring movie in between.
I can see that. Because if you take out the comedy, what are they going to throw in there?
Yeah, and you can't just follow a straight-laced guy. And I would agree with that point, too, but goddammit, then you need to write some better fucking lines in or get a better comedic actor or something like that. Because I think that when they do that, personally, they go like, we just throw that comedy in as a fill-in. Because people are here to see the action.
Yeah. And, you know, financially, this movie wasn't really... It didn't make its money back. It was only $5 million short. About four.
It's not a big failure, but...
But do you think it's because it was The Rock's first standalone movie? It didn't have any...
I think it's because a worldwide audience really didn't know who he was in the movie business yet.
Yeah. I mean, looking at his stuff, his... Biggest, besides Fast and Furious, I think his biggest movie was...
G.I. Joe.
I was probably going to say Game Plan.
I don't even remember. Yeah, well, you know, well...
That was Disney.
Kids, yeah, all the kids' movies are going to be... What about Race to Witch Mountain? How much did that make?
I think that bombed.
Did that bomb? Yeah, you know what? It probably did bomb.
Oh, no. $50 million budget, $145 box office.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, because that movie, I think it had a franchise behind it. It was pretty big, and everybody was talking about it. Plus, it's based off some shit. So.
Yeah, it's based on the classic Witch Mountain thing. So, but
G.I. Joe, I think, made like 300, 200, or 300 million, if I'm not mistaken, worldwide.
But Game Plan, $22 million budget, almost $200 million box office.
Okay.
So, he's, you know, if he chooses his right thing, you're right. It was 375 box office for you, G.I. Joe.
Oh, okay. Almost 400 M's,
eh? Uh-huh. And that G.I. Joe wasn't a bad movie. Channing Tatum gets killed in the first 15 minutes. Oh.
That felt so forced in there, because that scene wasn't even in the movie. They reshot to put that in there.
Is that what they're doing? Are they just going to kill off a fucking actor from the previous one?
Well, they did it for him, because, but then they realized, oh, his movies are making money, so maybe Channing Tatum's a big box office draw, so let's put him in there for the first couple of minutes.
Then he probably said, I don't want to do G.I. Joe anymore.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, Chad, you ain't no big fucking actor. I'm so sick of people giving that motherfucker, like, like work and shit like this. Like, it's not like he's getting better, neither. Like, he's
no, he was, same. His best role, I would say, is 21
Jump Street.
Yeah.
Probably the only thing I've ever liked him in.
You didn't like Magic Mike?
No, Magic Mike was boring. Like, I heard a lot of people talking about how good it was when I watched it. Cause I didn't watch it when it came out. I watched it probably like a month later. When I watched it, I was bored at most. The only thing I liked about it was the dancing part.
Yeah.
But they tried to get all deep and serious about the fucking movie. It was just like, you know. And I hear that he's directing the next one.
Oh my god.
So he's a director now. Oh, that's awesome.
And it's gonna bomb. Nah, it won't. Girls are gonna flock to it.
That movie grosses millions of dollars, man. You can imagine what projects he's gonna be getting next in the director's share.
It will, because women are gonna see it, because they're gonna, you know, see him get his shirt off, and they can just fucking see a clothing ad of that.
Well, I'm about to say, it was cheap as fuck, the first one, and it made a shitload of money, so, and it was going up against Ted at the time, too.
Yeah.
Which was a huge film, so, I mean, if it was going up against another film and made as much as it did like that, then, yeah, I would assume the second one's going to make just as much, if not more.
Yeah, so.
Especially
yeah.
with him as director, I'm pretty sure he's not getting a huge paycheck for that.
No, he's probably taking a downgrade.
He's probably going to direct and act in it, too. God, oh my
God. Is McConaughey coming back?
No.
Is it because he won that Oscar?
McConaughey don't need stripping. Stripping needs McConaughey.
All right. See a lot of lawbreakers around here tonight.
Law says you can't say. You're like, I see a lot of lawbreakers here tonight. All right.
No, just wait till tonight when he wins that award.
Oh, when he wins the MTV Best Male Performance Award? Yes.
He shows up.
It'd be funny if he does show up, though.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, he seems like he would show up to these kind of things just because he's just, he doesn't give a fuck, I guess.
I think he's cool as shit.
Yeah, thank you, that's why. I think he's just like, fuck it, I'll show up anywhere, I will be that shit, but,
I got a question about awards. Do they get paid for going?
No.
Do they get anything for showing up?
No. The people that win or just show up in general?
Show up if they're nominated. Or in general.
No, they don't get shit. This is just like, you know, hey, this is like going to an award ceremony at your job for perfect attendance or something. I mean, granted, it's a little more higher accolades than that, but, you know.
Okay.
No, they don't get all for this shit.
They don't get, so it's just pretty much a night just with visiting people, and then there's a lot of rumors like, oh, I saw Denzel talking to someone, so-and-so, like, they're gonna make a movie.
Exactly. Like, you know, the SAG Awards and shit like that, that's all part of their union. That's almost like their job doing shit like that. Those other awards are, so yeah, they don't get paid for any of that shit. So.
That's awesome.
That's why you can either show up or not show up.
Yeah. But
nominated, you better show up though. Shit,
we'll see who shows up tonight.
I tell you what, I would show up personally, but if I found once my category's done, I'll win. I'd probably leave.
You're just hoping you're the very first category.
Exactly, and it'll be funny too, like, cause you know how they do the screenshot of all the nominees and shit.
Yeah.
As soon as they say blah blah blah, and it ain't me or whatever, you'll see me just getting up and just like turning around, walking out. Like, all right.
You're just gonna look like a seat filler.
Yeah, I go sit in the seat filler seats now. I'm just like, I can leave now, whatever. Alright, let's get some questions and comments now. Alright, Andrew says, damn, this movie does. And he's talking about Day of the Dead. Which is funny, I was talking to a lot of people. They were just like, yeah, I don't remember that movie being that good either.
Why is that like that?
What was that?
I mean, when was the last time you saw that before last week?
Oh, yeah, I told you it was 12, I think.
So you're 24 now, right?
25 now.
So, 13 years, and it's been about maybe 20 years for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
damn,
were we
that's
just,
a huge gap for both of us.
Were we just, like, mesmerized by zombies at the time, probably?
No, I think we was mesmerized by this trilogy. That's what it was.
Probably.
I don't think zombies was really that big of a thing when I was 12.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you saw it, when, how old were you when you saw it? 20 years ago?
I would say I was about 13 the last time I saw it.
13 or whatever, so yeah, I don't think zombies were that big at the time.
No, nowadays.
Carol had his hands locked down in the 80s on zombies.
Fuck yeah, he did.
90s, I don't remember too many zombie 90s.
Just the remake.
Yeah, just the remake.
And that Return of the Living Dead shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't wasn't as big as it came like from the 2000s hit.
No, then Walking Dead took over.
Walking Dead took over. People was like, God damn, that's the most viewed TV show there. Make a zombie movie every year now.
Yeah.
Every fucking year. But he says, Andrew says, damn, this movie doesn't sound as good as I remember as well. What's a film you guys thought was better than what you remembered until you saw it again? There was this porner I saw called Nut Gogglers 2. I rewatched it recently, and it wasn't as good as I remember it would be.
It's always going back to Nut Gobblers.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was this porno I remember seeing called Lady Scarface. It's not as good as I thought.
How's a porn not good?
It was just weak. Because you realize you've seen a lot more porn than you did when you did see this one at first, and you realize her titties could be bigger.
Yeah.
Or she needs to get a boob job or something, or an ass job to get that. I don't know why I'm so interested in this. Why did I buy this DVD or this Blu-ray, this porno? What was I thinking?
That's a tough question.
Jurassic Park. No, I'm just playing. I love that movie.
No, it's a tough question. You know what? I would say Masters of the Universe. As a kid, I was such a He-Man fan. I'm like, oh my god! And now, watching it now, it's like, what the fuck were they thinking?
I can tell you this right now. He-Man ain't set on Castle Grayskull and a He-Man movie, so...
Man, why have they done another one?
When He-Man fans tell me about that movie, I go like, that wasn't He-Man. So don't even bring that up.
And why have they done a new one?
That shit would cost a lot of fucking money, and it looks silly as fuck.
Yeah, not a lot of people know about He-Man nowadays.
Spandex man run around his drawers. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would go see some shit like that. I can tell you right now, if He-Man was come out in live action right now, that shit would fail probably.
I agree.
I don't think a lot of people. And I'm not saying whether I'm right or not. I think it would fail in the box office.
Yeah, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because there's so much potential.
Yeah, they could do a lot with it. There's a lot of re-editions and takes you could take on it, but I don't think they would do that personally. And if they did, I think they would make it stupider than what that So, yeah, and plus, there's a lot of fantasy sci-fi shit in there, and I think it would get convoluted somewhere in between the lines.
It seems like it's going to be like a, it could be like a sci-fi movie. Like a sci-fi channel movie.
Yeah, and it might be better. Because, you know, on a sci-fi channel. Because
Dolph Lundgren couldn't even speak proper English.
Okay, well, that's your first fucking problem right there, Dolph Lundgren. Alright.
The Hulk could be, or not the Hulk, The Rock could be He-Man.
Yeah, he's already Hercules, so, I mean.
Wasn't He-Man a god? Or what was he?
He was a regular man with a sword that had the power. No. It really, He-Man worked at this burlesque house, and he found this magical sword, and then he found out he had the power.
Oh, okay. But what movie hasn't aged well with you? Or got worse, we've seen it now.
Oh, man, that's a lot of movies like that. I'm trying to think mainly on what we've done on this show, because that's when we've gone back.
Would you say Star Wars? Or you hated it as a kid, didn't you? No, did you hate Star Wars as a kid?
I didn't care for it as a kid, no. Okay, so my thing was Back to the Future.
You hate Back to the Future now?
No, I was a Back to the Future guy.
Oh, okay.
It was, you know, back when you were kids, it was one or the other. You never liked both. So I never really got Star Wars at all, personally. And there was one point in my time where I liked it when the Clone Wars came out and shit like that, and I went back and watched it. But then I really analyzed those films, and I was just looking at them. I was just like, I don't get how this started anything back then, because these movies are boring, and these characters are weak.
The acting was terrible.
Like, I don't care what nobody says about, like, oh, Boba Fett's so cool. That motherfucker had one line, and his suit looked like something he got out of a junkyard or something like that.
If you think of it, Boba Fett looks like a pile of shit.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the people talk about how cool the lightsabers are, but there was not one cool lightsaber battle in that whole fucking original trilogy.
You didn't see that until Revenge of the Sith.
Which one was that one?
The new part 3.
Okay, yeah, I'll give that one. That was the only one I gave that one credit, is the lightsaber battle at the end between Anakin and Obi-Wan. I thought that was cool. I was like, yeah, too bad I don't give a shit, but at this point, but... but I was like, that was the only thing I thought looked cool. It was like, I was like, that's the first time I've ever seen those lightsabers put to full effect.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are going to tell me, oh, but, you know, they didn't have the special effects we had back then or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, but then why do people brag about the fucking lightsabers so much then? But, like, they have the most boring choreographed fight scenes in them.
But it's really a tough question.
I can think of some. There was a what's that fucking film we did From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes, that's a good point.
Another one we did, if I'm not mistaken, Remember the Titans.
I thought you liked that.
I loved that movie when I first saw it, but rewatching it now, I. That movie ain't shit without Denzel Washington.
It's true. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had that talk.
I mean, old P1 would have gave that shit a C. It. You know, like, I can't remember what I gave. I think I gave it a low rent or just regular rent or something like that. But yeah, after rewatching when we did this, I was like, ugh. This movie's not that great. Another one we did? I got a perfect one. Remember when we did our around October last year? The Halloween series.
Oh, yes. That was my favorite Halloween movie, and so I watched it again.
No, I'm talking about the series.
Oh, the series. Oh, yeah.
The whole series. Because remember I told you I watched all of them?
Yeah.
And I remember telling you before I watched them, I was like, man, Michael Myers is like my favorite like serial killer back then. Whatever. And I rewatched all those, but I was just like, why did I like this again?
Yeah.
It was like I was tricking myself to like them or something.
But it's like, it's very hard for a movie to age appropriately when if you watch as a kid and it's still the same effect to you as an adult.
Jurassic Park.
I would say Crow.
The Crow, Jurassic Park. What's another one we did? Coming to America.
Friday.
Okay, yeah, I did grow up on Friday, so yeah.
Scream.
Human Centipede.
Shut up. You know what? I'm going to throw this in there. The original Carrie.
Oh, okay.
Well, you see
my... What is that? I'm going to say, what is that?
I would say the original Carrie did not age well.
For me, it did.
Mm. Yeah, it depends.
There's not really much going on in there but acting, and then at the end it's just killing, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing really, like, aging well. I'm talking about special effects and shit like that. It's not really...
Yeah.
More of a drama or whatever and shit like that. Like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park still holds up.
Oh, fuck yeah, and I cannot wait for the next one.
The special effects in Star Wars do not hold up.
Because they're so much better now.
Yeah, they do not hold up whatsoever. I mean, no. Another one I can say is Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I actually kind of liked that when I was growing up.
Really?
When I got the 2 and 3 on Blu-ray for like $9 or whatever, and I was like, I was all pumped up. I was like, I'm gonna watch it back to back. Watch the second one. I was just like, I do not remember this being that movie.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was horrible.
It was boring.
It was gay. Like literally, it was literally a gay one.
Like he's like, it was a faggot one. You like Nightmare on Elm Street 2? That was for faggots.
But they redeemed themselves with Dream Warriors, so.
Yeah. I don't know what 2 was. Like, what was he doing with that? That was boring.
What was it called? Revenge of Freddy or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I just didn't care for it, yeah.
Not even me.
Steve, he says, what zombie film would you guys like to see turn into a TV show? Ooh, I know which one.
Zombieland, wait.
Zombieland.
They did that.
Yeah, unfortunately they did that, though. Hey, but no. They didn't get the same actors, okay?
So they won't. They wouldn't now.
No, because those actors are huge.
I don't know about Abigail.
Abigail Breslin gets a lot of work.
She does. She's Emma Stone's, you know, she got Spider-Man.
Abigail Breslin was just in an Oscar-nominated film.
What one?
August.
August. Yeah.
And now she's got 2 films coming out this year as well.
Emma Stone?
As a child actress, she's pretty big.
She's really good as a child actress.
Who, Abigail.
Yes.
Yeah, she's all great.
Emma Stone's got Spider-Man.
Yeah, she didn't really have shit up going besides Spider-Man, but once you got Spider-Man, I mean, that's pretty much all you need. So.
Yeah, and Eisenberg's got fucking Lex Luthor. Harrison will take anything for a fucking 40.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think he's the biggest out of all those people you just named.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he would be down for it.
Yeah.
I don't think Harrelson has an ego about him of not wanting to do things. I think the other three.
We've seen his roles before. We know he doesn't have an ego.
Yeah, actually, I think he's gotten better than the older guy. He's like one of those, he's kind of like Matthew McConaughey. The older he got, I think he's gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's different.
Yeah, it's only so many few actors that can do that, personally. Just because some older, they get worse. So long. Nero. I don't see Zombieland turn TV show, though. That'd be awesome. Because we already got the drama zombie TV show or whatever. So how about the comedy one now?
What about Dawn?
Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
The original or remake?
Either. Both are great.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I would love to see the mall thing turn into like a series of television shows or something. You know what? Netflix should get on a zombie TV show.
They should. Well, okay. What about World War Z?
You know what? Instead of a sequel, I would rather see that turn into a TV show.
Because you can still have the same Walking Dead feel to it.
Because they greenlighted that sequel, did they? Or
I think they did. How much money they made? Fuck, they better.
About it, but I don't know if they greenlighted it. I think Brad Pitt is not coming back, or is he?
I think they're doing a separate story.
Yeah, they're doing like American Horror Story is being like told in a separate story and stuff like that. I'd rather see that in a TV show than the sequel, at least in the TV show, than the movie.
Mm-hmm. And
I mean, like, how to live in the world with the zombies slowly, like, they could end the season with the zombies getting smarter to the infection that they infected themselves with, mm-hmm. and they know that they're playing around. Like, I would love to see something like that.
Yeah,
with the TV show, they can do more liberties because it's an episodic.
Yeah,
than the movie, which is going just for like a 2-hour thing.
Yeah, and well, I mean, Walking Dead could be a movie, but I don't think it would have the same aspect of a from a movie to a TV show. I don't think it would have the same feel to it.
Yeah, I think what makes TV better than movies most of the day is the fact that it is episodic and that it has almost 14 episodes a season, which is an hour long each.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go into so many details and stories and stuff like that. Where movies, it has to follow a certain formula and pattern for a 2-hour film.
Yeah, and so they're,
you might have to skip some things that might be crucial to keep.
And they're done with the season of Walking Dead, right? It's done till October, right?
All till October.
Cannot
wait.
So you have pretty much April to October to start doing. You have so much time to film an hour show, well, 40 minutes with commercials, but with a show.
Be perfect for a comedy zombie TV show, though.
Yeah, Warm Bodies.
If they didn't cure themselves at the end, I could see that. I don't know. Maybe they could do something with the bone ones, I guess. I mean, zombies you could do a lot of liberties with.
Okay. I would love to see watch a TV show because the movie's fucking awesome. Shaun of the Dead.
Okay, yeah, fuck yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Nope, but those guys have to be a part of it, though.
And I wouldn't see a problem where they wouldn't be a part of that. It ain't like they got really much going on. I mean, they only work with Edgar Wright, and Edgar Wright don't do that much.
No, he just did the trilogy, and I don't know what he's doing. I think he's doing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll see why not. And World War Z did get picked up. It's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah, I figured it was.
It's going to have, like, a realism like the Bourne series.
Yeah, I actually like what World War Z did with zombies, personally. I say you can take as many liberties as you want with zombies, and it's either going to... It's more hit than miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can... Nobody's really explored I think that's why the only thing that kept me from, like, not liking Day of the Dead is that they explored the zombie mythology a little bit more, so...
And the director they got for the sequel... is pretty fucking good.
They already got a director for the season?
Yeah, Juan Antonio Bayoa.
Oh, okay, shit. Fuck yeah,
man. Mm-hmm.
Those are good directors right
there. Orphanage.
Yeah. Let's get into our last question here. Roland Winchell, he says, "Hey Z, was just wondering what's going on with the Fan Critic. Haven't seen any updates in like forever, nor heard a podcast on there for quite some time. Are you going to do some changes or are you calling it quits?"
That is a... It's... I don't know. I love the Fan Critic. It's my baby, and it's, you know, I know it's hasn't been updated. I've been busy with my movie, promoting New Blood Rising and then doing Night of the Living Dead. And then Sean got busy with his high school stuff, because we all know as a senior, April, May, and June are big times for you.
Yeah, that's like, I wonder how big they are now compared to when we were there.
It's probably the same.
They're probably huger than I would assume, right?
Because what you told me what you did as a senior, I was fucking impressed.
Oh, you're talking about like Grand Night and shit like that?
Yeah.
I assumed every high school did that. I thought that was just a high school thing, so I didn't
know. No, but it's a big decision due to the fact that it is money coming out of my pocket, and if I want to renew another year, that it's just coming up very soon.
Yeah, it's May, right?
May, yeah, towards the end of May. So it's a very big decision if I just want to throw money away and not have something updated.
How much is it to renew it?
$116.
$116?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you'd like my input on the theory, this is a question made for you.
Go ahead.
I would say you should renew it.
Yeah.
Summertime's coming around. That's pretty big, so that's just me, though.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I got to talk to Sean on Cage Beefcake and see what he wants to do, if he actually is going to be able to do reviews. Because if he's not, that means I got to try to find more people. And I trust Sean's reviews. I don't have to, like, you know, inspect them. Like,
you know, you're doing all this filming shit or whatever, and these people you got as actors or whatever, not one of them does any of this?
They're busy.
They ain't busy doing shit. They live in Ohio. Come on, man.
Yeah, we just sit at home all day.
Now, to be nice, you don't tell them that. You put them on the phone with me, and I'll tell them that.
Yeah.
I'm fucking busy.
But it's... I want to say I'm leaning, like, 70-30, I'm leaning towards renewing it.
If I suck your dick, will you get that 30 up to the 100?
Maybe up to 85 or 90.
What? That's it? What?
It's got to be good.
You know damn well it's going to be good. It's my mouth.
So you got to do a podcast with my dick in your mouth.
Okay.
And you got to do... And the movie you have to do is Deep Throat.
Or how about we do a Human Centipede, too?
Oh, God, no. I already hate you for making me watch the first one.
Speaking of Human Centipede, the third one comes out this month.
And you already got the movie?
No, I just thought about that. I gotta look for that now. I gotta look at my email or something, see if I got a screener or something like that for it. I forgot about that shit.
You do remember that you were so pumped up for Ip Man 3.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
And that was heartbreaking for you.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think Human Centipede 3 is going to have the same effect on you, but...
I am not pumped to see Human Centipede 3. Let's just say, I'm not... Ip Man is my... You said, Fan Critic, your baby. Ip Man is my baby as far as franchises go or whatever. And, yeah, like a lot of people talk about, oh, Bruce Lee's a badass. No, motherfucker that trained him is the badass. And that's called Ip Man. Human Centipede is not my go-to franchise to watch as far as enjoyment, okay? It's my go-to franchise to go watch out of curiosity.
Curiosity.
Yeah, it's curiosity as far as how the hell they keep this shit going. That's what I want to know. That's just me.
Wouldn't that be the Saw franchise?
I gave it a fuck it, didn't I?
Human Centipede? I think you gave it a low stream it.
I think I gave it a fuck it, personally. I gotta go back and listen to that. I remember not liking that movie. I said it was boring. So.
It's boring, alright.
Yeah, well... Whatever, people, it's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 46.
What the fuck was that? Was that the warrior?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Is that the honor his death?
Honor his death, the late great, oh no, honor in the Macho Man. Honor in the great war, the warrior, honor in all. I thought he was already dead, to be honest. I ain't gonna lie. The warrior was already dead.
My mom always told me, she's like, you know that's a different person playing the warrior. I'm like, no, it's not. She told me the same.
I think that's true, dude.
Really?
I think it's true, because a lot of people tell me about that, that there was two different people that played him, because one was taller a little bit.
And she told me the same thing about The Undertaker.
Okay, that's not true. That can't be true.
No, it's not. He looks the same.
Yeah, he looks the same, whatever. Yeah,
he just aged great.
In a way, yeah. In a way.
Somewhat.
His skin's starting to get loose.
His skin's starting to get loose.
Getting loose, and it ain't by the gooks. But yes, I'm the phenomenal one, MoosePostPodcast.com.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
Finally! Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. We'll catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
Later, bastards. From who you running to, ready to kick some ass, yeah, bring a gun or two, get your whole town, this gonna be the showdown, and we gonna make the streets smoky like it was Motown. Come on. I got the temptation, feeling the sensation, we got a motor running, I ain't even got my gun, don't take the third cause I'm prepared to get the job done, even if the mob come running up in Mach 1, I don't want no beef with you, cause I'm a peaceful dude. Rearrange your face like a Rubik's Cube. Don't make me run up in your face like I was paid to do. Your new vigilantes in town, ain't no place safe for you.